Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA. Wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Couple phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. And again, just a reminder, AMA on Mondays can also be reaction to the Falcons game from Sunday as well. Or you can just ask us a question like always, however you want to play it. Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Andy. Welcome back, buddy.
Thank you.
I got to say, when McCaffrey broke that kick return, I never seen an NFL player mortified to make a tackle. That kicker was, man, I can't believe he was going to let him run right by him. Dude, Randy, help me out, man. I'm going to hang up and listen, man. That dude was, he lost his man card, man. Hang up and listen.
Thank you, Mike.
No, it's just a kicker, Mike.
Yeah.
Just a kicker. You got some.
Not paid to tackle.
You got some that will, like, at all costs, try to avoid contact or anything like that. But, they don't go through tackle drills, Mike.
No,
they don't do none of that.
You seen Parker before?
Yeah.
He's
not the biggest guy in the world. So
how much of it is, because we see some kickers or punters that do search it out if they played in high school.
You see what they do, but you see where they get them at. They get them on the sideline.
Right.
When they get knocked out.
Who was the one the Falcons had a couple? Was it Matt Bosher?
Yes.
That, like, suplexed the guy?
Yes.
That was pretty good.
They
got
to make sure they're close to the sideline so they can get so.
But we also remember the ones because they happened.
I remember the ones. That's what I've been a part of was Donnie Jones. Donnie Jones was a punter at LSU, played for Nick. He played in Seattle.
Okay.
He played in Seattle. And then he came to Miami when Nick got there. And, God, I think it was, I can't remember who we were playing. And he punted the ball and on our sideline. It was a touchdown. And I want to know if Donnie had the face mask, the real, real old school face mask, Donnie hit that damn returner so damn hard. Like, it might have been Pack. I think it might have been Pack.
Wow.
I think it might have been Pack. But, I mean, he hit the dude's returner so damn hard. Like, he was parallel. Like, they were just flat.
But the Georgia punter last year made a great tackle in the SEC championship game or one of the games.
He got hurt in the SEC championship game.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah, he got hurt later on.
He made a huge play in one of those games. And then you got the flip side of it where you got like Antonio Brown drop kicking the guy.
I was just going to ask if you guys know who Spencer Lanning is. That's the guy Antonio Brown put his foot in the chest of. Yeah.
He drop kicked him. All right. James is in College Park. Hey, James.
Hey, what's going on? I got two quick questions. One, do you guys think Kirby Smart is like the best in-game adjuster as far as coaches go? And secondly, is the quarterback for Alabama that good, or is it just too close to call? Appreciate you taking the call.
Thank you, James.
Kirby one of the best in-game adjusters? Hell yeah. He damn sure is. I think Ty Simpson's good. Yeah, I think Ty Simpson can play.
I didn't realize he could move like that.
Yeah, me too. Me too. But no, yeah, Ty Simpson is he's a good player. He's in the right system with Kalen, mm-hmm. and I think that, you know, he's going to get better and better. Bama's going to be somebody to reckon with.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean that, you know, coming into the year,
they can even run the ball.
Right.
They can run the ball.
Yeah, and Jim Miller was back. Yeah, but still exactly. looked like he's kind of dealing with it. Yeah. He did have 16 carries, but for 46 yards. As he sort of gets better, they work him back into it. Yeah, no, I mean, that was the weirdest part about the first game they played was we thought that offensive line, and they looked really good on Saturday. We thought that offensive line was going to be fantastic, and they got moved all over the place by Florida State. And then that defense, we thought, and again, looked pretty good on Saturday, would be one of the best units in the country, and they didn't look good at all against Florida State.
Right.
So, but you're allowed to get better.
You know that's a thing.
That's the thing about these seasons being 12, 13, 14, 15 games long, if you're lucky. You're allowed to be a better team on the fourth week of September than you were in the last weekend of August.
Yes.
You're allowed to get better in October.
It's going to happen.
And you're allowed to get better in November, too.
Yeah.
If you got good coaches, like both of these teams do,
you're going to get
better. You're going to get better.
Exactly.
I know. We decide what a team does. Because here, I understand why. We spend 8 months talking about it, and then they play one game, and it doesn't live up to your expectation. Mm-hmm. And then that player, that team, that coach, they all suck, and they need to be fired.
Somebody said Kirby need to be fired. I was like, huh?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Get out your damn promotions.
Yeah.
Get out your damn promotions.
I don't, you know. Even the most emotional, I don't understand that one.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize DeBoer hasn't earned anything from the Alabama folks, so I understand some of the reaction there. But, like, come on, man. Kirby got you two national championships.
Yeah.
It's been a pretty good run.
Yeah.
And then Georgia's still incredible. It's 3-1. All right, anyway. Tababi is in Atlanta. Hey, Tababi.
Hey, Andy and Randy. Happy belated birthday, Andy.
Thank you.
So, as I've mentioned before, wife's an Arkansas alum. Mm. And over the weekend, she was watching the game, and it was not going well. And I proceeded to change the TV because I said she was not going to stress my child out. And she got very upset with me.
Yes.
I'm still in the doghouse. What is something y'all did when y'all's wife was pregnant that just got you put in the absolute doghouse, and how'd you get yourself out of it?
Oh, man. My wife, she was cool pregnant. She wasn't really moody and things like that. So no more than I usually do whenever she's mad at me.
I don't think Ashley was pregnant when she almost divorced me over Appalachian State.
Yeah, I remember that because her dumb ass picked against him.
Yeah.
I looked at you.
I bet against him.
I remember I said to you, I was like, you sure about that? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah. And I, you know,
dude,
I think I get it. I won the bet.
Dude, she was hot. Right?
Yeah, no, she's never been that mad at me.
Yes.
Genuinely.
Yes.
It is without question. I don't even know what second.
I don't know.
Without question, the number one most angry she's ever been at me.
I just remember
when she found out that I bet that Coastal Carolina was going to not only beat out but cover the spread.
Yep.
And they did.
Yep.
I was right. And I bet, I don't know, $50 on it or something like that.
I remember saying to you.
She was so mad.
I remember saying
she
this
left.
To you. I was like, you sure you want to do that?
No, she wasn't because Lily was born.
Yeah.
I think like, I was like, oh, you're all right. See ya. She left the house. That's the most mad. I don't remember, like during pregnancy, I don't remember. Like, because her first pregnancy was during COVID. So we were just at home.
Yeah.
You know, couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
You couldn't do anything to get in the doghouse.
I had to get a new mattress for the apartment out in San Diego because the bed was just, it was big enough. And then they got, did your wife have that big ass U thing? The big ass pillow thing?
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? Did she have one of them?
Like a body pillow?
That body pillow, that raggedy ass one that all us hate with them.
The one you sit up and lean on?
No, I forgot the name of the damn thing.
She has look, we got pillows.
Yes. Somebody called in AMA on Thursday about the damn pillows.
We got pillows.
Do y'all wives buy all those pillows? I said, Andy's wife does.
Yeah, we got.
But, yeah.
We
so,
got
yeah,
more pillows
so I,
than.
So I had to get new mattress. And she was mad about that because I got one that she didn't want or something. Mm. I was just like, shouting. Yeah, you were just fine just a second ago.
The first pregnancy, we had our old mattress. But then at the hospital, you know, they have that, you know, that bed that moves.
Yeah.
So that she bought one.
Yeah.
So now we have a movable base.
Sweet.
It's fine.
It's all right.
It's overrated.
Yeah.
No offense to the people that invented the movable base. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, just put some pillows back there, you know? I don't. We got plenty of pillows.
Y'all do.
I don't need the bed to go. Bzzz,
lean did me she up. Move it when she when you sleep?
Mm-mm. Oh, just like if we're watching a movie or something like that. But again,
is it the whole bed or can half go up, half stay flat?
You can do that, or you can do the thing where the feet go up too.
Uh-huh. Oh, I meant side by side.
Oh no, it's the whole bed. Okay, we're both.
If she's up, you're up.
We're both in it, but it doesn't even vibrate. My thing is, if you're gonna have a movable base, at least
tell me this. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
I
had a vibrating base when I lived in Portland.
Oh, you did really?
Yeah.
Oh no, I just remember the one at the hotel room.
Oh, the quarter machine.
The quarter machine.
I never had that.
Oh yeah.
I never did that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
15 minutes.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, that's that was an adventure.
that's the worst because there's a timer on it.
Dog, hold on. Why did it all the way back? You had a vibrating bed in Portland?
Yeah, I had a mattress endorsement. So I was doing like whatever mattress firm or whatever company it is.
Right.
They were like, yeah, come on by, pick out a mattress. And I was like, can I get the nicest, most expensive one?
Yeah.
They were like, you can get whatever one you want.
Right.
So I had like a Tempur-Pedic hybrid crystal, whatever, foam fit, you name it.
Right.
And the king size just for me because I live by myself in Portland. And there was a movable base and on that. So when she came to visit.
I was going to say, yeah. So when you
vibrate that
bad
boy.
How'd you sleep?
Like a baby.
Okay.
Yeah, I slept great.
With the vibrations?
I didn't do a lot of vibrating solo.
Oh, okay.
Didn't do a lot of solo vibrating. I don't need to set the mood that well for myself. Mike's in Henry County. Hey, Mike.
Oh, how you doing, gentlemen?
Pretty good.
First of all, enjoy listening to you. Man. And I wish I could ask you 1,000 questions, but I have a couple defensive questions. Is it really, really that hard on the field for linebackers to realize these receivers are running their routes and setting up right behind them? Because I see a lot of times balls coming right over their head and they barely missing the ball. And secondly, the running back, isn't someone assigned to that running back on every defensive play? I don't understand why they're wide open. Okay. And I'll sit back and listen. Thank you for your help.
Thanks, Mike. Well, I think a lot of times it just depends on the coverage that they're doing, because a lot of times they're reading the quarterback's eyes. They're not really looking what's behind them. A lot of times you find holes in the zones and all those different things like that. So that's what I attribute to. I understand what he's saying, because like, why the hell is he open? Who has him? Who's guard? A lot of times it just happens. They pay them to. They pay them to scheme. They pay them to get open. And a lot of times, you know, you're not necessarily that's your man, but that's your zone. And somebody gets out of his zone. A lot of times it could be a situation where there's a play or a route that's opening up the zone where the Mike linebacker or the outside linebacker might have to he's coming in his zone. He might have to turn his back. It's so many different reasons why people get open like that. I understand what you're saying.
I think people also have to remember the speed at which
it's so fast.
All of that is happening.
It's so fast.
Because, you know, you'll pause it or they'll have it in slow-mo or they'll give you a little screenshot. And it makes the defensive player look like they're clueless.
Yep.
It's all happening at light speed, man. Like, you make one little turn your head that way or one false step or whatever,
mm-hmm. you're done.
And you're done. Mm-hmm. It does amaze me sometimes, though, the way that the quarterback can just kind of see the momentum of the defense going that way. And, like, Gunnar Stockton made a throw, the late one to Branch,
mm-hmm.
into, like, triple coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And over the top of a linebacker. Safety's coming, like, and he fits it right in there. I was like, that was a great throw.
Dude, I'm
like,
telling you about these phones and Siri. I almost got me sending my wife a text message talking to you. So how do you sleep? How did you sleep with all that vibration?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, boy.
You can't. That's a hard one
to
explain away.
That's
all I want
to come back from.
Now, luckily, and I think they got the Odyssey app working again. Because I know it was glitching this morning.
No, baby. You got,
rewind
no, no.
it.
No, you got to rewind it.
Rewind it.
You got to rewind
149.
It. Yeah.
You're in the clear.
I'm like, oh, hell. I'm about to get in all kind of damn.
Who was that supposed to be for?
Who was that supposed to be for? Talking to Andy about his vibrating bed.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
like, I've never had this happen to me, but I've seen it where, like, guys responding to wives, and instead of like no problem or yeah sure, it auto corrects to like yeah Sue,
yeah,
or something like that, and it's like, who's Sue?
Huh?
No, sure, I meant to say sure, it's one letter off.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, right, let me see your phone.
Yeah, dog.
Then you're in trouble.
Then you're in damn trouble. Right.
Tia is in Lithonia. Hey, Tia.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tia.
Thank you so much. Hey, you guys need to be on from 7 to 3:30 so I can listen to y'all all day. But my question is, when it's 4th and 1, 4th and inches, why don't offensive coordinators just run the ball?
Because they're dumb.
Why do they do that?
They're dumb. They're idiots. I don't know. It's so frustrating. There's two things that frustrate the hell out of me about football. One is that short yardage in the damn gun.
Yes, right.
It irritates the hell out of me. Mm-hmm. Two, not being able to do the damn victory formation.
Mm.
I don't know who, I forgot what his college game, and they were snapping the ball, like in a shotgun snap, in victory formation. drove me freaking out of my mind. It was Ole Miss. LSU. He's in a gun. And, drove me freaking crazy.
Because even in that formation, they don't know how to be under center.
Even in that formation.
Yeah.
What?
It is pretty wild.
It's crazy.
Like, we went from decades of under center football being like shotgun was the outlier.
Yes.
Like, nobody ran shotgun. Maybe a couple plays a game, but not much.
A couple plays a game.
Now you can't even get under center for the victory
formation. A couple plays a game, you would be in shotgun. All right? A couple plays. And it's usually always on third down.
Right.
You've been in shotgun.
Right. Now,
look at – okay. That was pretty funny right there with Fred Warner trying to get the ball on the victory against Jacksonville. There you go. Knock his ass out. There you go.
Yeah, don't do that.
But, yeah, I don't understand short yardage anymore like I used to. Either the tush push or it's a quarterback not under the center and then –
Whatever. Yeah, the answer is
with no lead blocker.
I don't know.
They run a belly on fourth and one with no lead blocker.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's. I'm with you. I'm with you. All right, let's get takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements
on Andy and Randy Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, here. Bunk has his outfit already ready for the peach pat. Any other vibrating bid from the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm sorry, for the pumpkin patch.
Oh, yeah. We're ready. That's top five day of the year.
Yeah.
Abe was getting cussed out, and he didn't know it. On Friday and today.
Yeah.
Falcons got a lot of.
But now I know it wasn't you that took the clip and put it on.
You were getting cussed out. You were catching strays.
Yeah, I was like, who? It wasn't you.
It wasn't you.
It wasn't you.
Now you're in the clear.
All right.
Falcons got a lot of disputable players on both sides of the ball.
Hey, man. That's
and I don't know, who was it? James? Hey, look here, man. Fantasy football brings money and fans to the NFL. Stop trying to tell people what they can and can't be mad at.
He got real salty.
He double birded James.
He double birded
James. James didn't know that, but now he knows.
One activity that has the full endorsement of Andy Bunker, gem mining.
Yes.
And, not a lot of need to vibrate solo.
Yeah, none at all.
There's something about...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.